No, I won't sing the jingle for you guys.
Will you please sing the U.S. staffing jingle?
No, but I'll call Tina.
There you go. Perfect. So what is the worst invention that you've ever seen or heard of?
Boy, that's tough.
It's such a list.
It's a long list. Well, we have a couple inventions that didn't quite hit the mark, and these are
that's an understatement.
Yes. So this first is called the detachable dog sack for cars, and I guarantee you, whatever you're thinking of right now after I said those words, the invention is worse than what you're thinking.
I'm thinking some bad thoughts.
Oh yeah.
It is a sack that would hang off the door on the outside of the car.
Yeah.
That the dog would stand in. I don't know. It's going to be a mess if they get T-boned.
I bet dogs loved it until it broke loose, and it wasn't so good.
Until it broke loose, or you got T-boned, or you...
Well, if you thought that was bad, this next one is kind of terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't even believe I'm going to say
it. We have pictures of these. We can show you, Greg.
It's called a baby cage. Yep. And again, this is probably way worse than whatever you're thinking.
Absolutely.
It's a small cage. So imagine if you live in like an apartment building, okay? So it's a small cage with a blanket in it. Nice that they put a blanket in it, of course. That you'd hang out your apartment window. It kind of reminds me of when you go to the root beer stand, they hang the tray on the outside. It's like
it's
that.
It's exactly like that.
But you put your kid in it.
No.
So,
yes.
Yep. It's like being put in jail 30 feet above the city.
What company thought that up?
Not in business anymore.
This was back in like the 20s and 30s. Okay. Like I said, we can show you the pictures after the show. It was just...
They are black and white, so we know they're very old. They're not recent.
Yes. Well... I'm sure these inventors had many other creative ideas.
We hope they did.
We hope so, or else it was a very short career. Today we're talking about the best way to have your teams be creative in the workplace. And this is from an article that was published in August of 2017 from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University.
Your alma mater.
Yes. Now,
along with that great football team.
And basketball team. And
Checkers.
Everything. That's right. Great chess club. Now, there are many contributors to this article, so I'm not even going to name them all. One of them was my former professor, though.
All right.
But the title of the article is How to Empower Employees to Be More Creative.
Yeah, you know, most companies strive to harness their employees' creativity, Ben. Whether it's a marketing agency trying to reach more people or a manufacturing company looking to find more efficient processes to produce more widgets or whatever, more baby cages and dog sacks.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, this article gives 5 tips on how to harness the creativity of your team without compromising the culture. It is difficult to find the right balance between, you know, rewarding creativity without creating a new work environment.
Yeah, for sure. You know, in fact, this first tip that's given is, do you want an office diva? Treat them like one, in other words. That's a real question. Do you want an office diva? Treat them like one. That's a suggestion. Now, it's important to note, these are their words, these authors.
This is not ours.
We didn't say it. We're just repeating it. But research shows that, you know, putting creative employees on a pedestal increases the likelihood that they're going to do something questionable.
Yeah, for sure. So the message to the company should be that creativity is the provenance of all employees, not just a select few.
Yeah.
The second tip given is adding structure can open the door to creative teams. It may be tempting for leaders to simply set their best people loose on a problem, give them the autonomy to come up with the most creative solutions they can possibly... Contact.
Yeah, but the research shows that's probably not the way to do it.
No.
That creative teams function better when they take the time to develop, and you know, like with a written charter, lays out the ground rules. Okay, this next tip. Challenge the concept of standardizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
So an example of this is a restaurant chain that decided to move away from the standardized menu at every location and instead let the local chefs create their own menu. That's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, so, you know, consumers recognize, you know, the big company name, but they enjoy a unique experience at each different location. Mm-hmm. And this has led to high loyalty among the chefs at all their locations, which I would assume is very important for a restaurant.
Yeah, for a
chef. So this next idea is about finding the right balance of diversity and similarity on a team. Some experts have touted the advantages of assembling teams with diverse skills and knowledge that can creatively recombine their strengths and become like a superpower.
Yeah, but you know, the research shows something a little bit different. It shows that teams with diverse skill sets are often not as successful as their homogenous counterparts, people who are like, you know, thinking all the same. So for diversity to help teams gel, there has to be a balance between diversity and similarity.
Yes.
The final tip we have here is not to give up when you run into a wall, or their creativity wall. So again, the research shows that people often underestimate how many new ideas they're going to generate if they just keep brainstorming. There's a wall there.
Yeah, this is like the writer's block, right?
Yeah.
So as business leaders, we all want our teams to have the autonomy to innovate and try new ideas to find the next breakthrough in our companies. But as we have discussed, the research shows that structure and perseverance are essential components to this process.
Yeah. So, you know, Greg, maybe some of your listeners out there are working for a company that does not give them the autonomy, the to innovate and try some new things. So
they should quit today.
They should quit today and come see us, for sure. If you're in that position, come over and see us. We work with a diverse group of employers that provide their employees with some flexibility. So, Ben, how can people in the Jackson area reach out to us and find us?
Yeah, so business leaders and potential team members can talk to us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or they can come over to the Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. We're between Ganson and North Street there on the east side of the road. Our phone number is 787-6150.
Ben, some of the unemployment should be running out now. Are we seeing more people trying to get back into the force or not?
We are. There was a definite lull after the stimulus checks came through. I believe last week we started kind of tipping back up to people entering the workforce again.
We'll see.
We'll see, yeah. It's a kind of wait and see right now.
But a lot of jobs out there?
A lot of jobs. Yes. It is a job seeker's paradise out there.
Yeah.
There you go, U.S. Staffing on Wisner.